Coach, your thoughts on tonight's game, especially the final 11 minutes?
That was a really good first half by us tonight. And, you know, second half was far different. They switched in terms of how they were playing, and they pinned us in. And, you know, it was – obviously we find the late – game winner and a great goal, and we'll take it. But you know, just a difference of two halves tonight for the group, and something that we have to continue to look at. And but yeah, the last 11 minutes are hectic, and obviously concede a, you know, you're up 2-0 after E's goal, and then 2-1, and then 2-2, and yeah, a lot of things can go through your mind as a player, and becomes emotional. And so nice to get out of here with a 3-2 win, but it was a hard one, and we got to regroup and get ready for now for conference play on Sunday.
You mentioned how Harvard was playing different in the second half. Do you think that you guys were intentionally or unintentionally playing different in the second half too?
Yeah, there's probably an element that, you know, because we're pinned in, because they press everything, you know, from a negative pass, and you know, we put ourselves in tough positions at times, which allowed them to, you know, regain possession and higher points. But yeah, I think it's a combination. But for sure, you know, they had a really good second half tonight, and you know, it created problems for us. And again, we got to look at some of those things from a video perspective to prepare as we move forward for our group.
Yeah, for sure. And then looking at the road trip as a whole, scoring 7 goals, 2 different 3-2 wins in 2 kind of different ways, how do you just view that?
Yeah, this is the first time we've stacked wins on the road back-to-back. So, you know, that was something that we talked about going into tonight. Can we find ourselves again? This is our second 3-game road swing. We started on the season, went 2-1, and here's our second one, and we've gone 2-1, but our first time to stack 2 wins, which is really important and gives the group confidence, and pushes us to 6-3, which is important. So it's a big one.
Yeah. And then Quinn getting on the end of 2 set pieces. One of them, he gets the goal, another, he gets the assist. Can you talk about him tonight?
Yeah, you know, another 90 by Quinn. Obviously, the first goal is a great goal off of Lapo's set piece, and then, you know, Quinn gets himself in a position late in the game, and, you know, falls to Keith, who puts it away. And so, yeah, I mean, he hasn't scored this year, so it's good for him to get on the stat sheet in regards to a goal. And, you know, those are added goals, right? Bonus goals when you can get center backs or defenders on the end of set pieces. And so he's a big target and has scored on those before, but it was nice for him to get his first one of the season tonight.
Yeah, and then finally looking forward to going back to Nickerson Field for your next game. How does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, you know, enjoy this, but, you know, wake up tomorrow and have to prepare for a really good Loyola side and, you know, back to conference play. You know, we've gone now 2 midweeks games last week and today, and now have to shift our attention back to a really good opponent in conference play, and anything can happen in conference. And also, you know, the confidence of being back at home will hopefully give the guys a little spark and a little more energy of just playing at home in front of our fans and our home crowd. So excited to get back home after a 3-game swing on the road.
Can you talk about those set pieces, just what's been going right the last few weeks, because you've had several goals off free kicks?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that our group since the spring has looked at from an attacking standpoint. As we, you know, you concede, we've conceded goals defensively, but yeah, you know, we've talked about it more and more as we've gone into the season about, you know, service and variations, and, you know, those are moments of added offense, and it's been really important for our group. And again, kind of started back in the spring, and it's something that's you know, most recently we found ourselves on the right side of it. And so, you know, you'd like to, for it to see to continue, but you have to put yourself with service to begin with. And so it's a team. Set pieces are a team collective effort. Without service, you don't have them. And obviously with good runs and guys committed in the box. And so been really, really important. And obviously tonight was big for us too, to find ourselves on the end of one from attacking.
And then finally, we haven't really talked about it, but last year you set an NCAA record for ties. You've yet to have a tie this year, mostly coming out on top in these close games. Was that something y'all discussed at all about how to finish these games, especially when it's tightly contested, and avoid those ties?
Yeah, we really haven't talked much about ties because it was so common last year. But yeah, I mean, you know, if you can turn some of those tight games, to your point, into wins, you know, it's helpful. And we've kind of seen ourselves in a lot of tight games this season and coming out on top. And so don't really want to, you know, go back to those days, only living in the present, looking forward. But yeah, it's something that we obviously experienced as a group a year ago. And, you know, whether that's in the back of their minds or not, but it's, you know, it's been nice to finish games out with wins for sure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.